You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka the Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that may not be very sexy, but it's a topic that's probably almost always on your mind. Today, we're going to talk about time management. Why are we going to talk about time management, you think? What does that have to do with journaling? Well, a whole lot, actually, because you may have been listening to this podcast for a few weeks, and maybe you really want to get into journaling, but you have convinced yourself that you just don't have the time to do it. Well, I am here to tell you that that's not true. That yes, you do have time to journal, and you also have time to do some other things that you want to do, some things that are important to you. Here's another reason I want to talk about this, why this is really top of mind for me right now. So if you have been hanging out here on the Righteous Babe podcast for a while, you know that I am the founder of See Jane Write, which is a website, community, and coaching service for women who write. And I have a Facebook group for that community. If you'd like to join us in the Facebook group, just go to Facebook, search for See Jane Write Network, and you'll find us. But recently in the Facebook group, I posted a few things. So one day I posted, it's time for you to become the writer you were always meant to be. And a lot of women in the group really responded well to that. They said, oh, you're really speaking to me. You know, I'm really trying to be that writer. It really spoke to them. Another day I posted, stop being a writer who doesn't write. That day everyone was like, ooh, ouch. Why are you calling us out? Why are you gonna be like that? So they were really feeling that. I mean, they were hurting that I called them out like that. But what they were admitting to is that they were being a writer who doesn't write. And another day I asked a question, you know, kind of responding to the feedback that I had gotten on those two posts. I put out another post simply asking, what is the thing that's keeping you from being the writer you know you were meant to be? What is the thing that's making you a writer who doesn't write? And of course, almost everyone who responded said, time. I just don't have the time to write. But here's the truth. The truth is, you have enough time to do anything you truly want to do. You have enough time to do anything you truly want to do. And you probably got a little mad at me just now when I said that, because I know you're like thinking, no, I don't. You don't know my life. And you're right, I don't know your life. But I will say, I know that almost everybody's busy, so we can't really use I'm busy as an excuse. Now, caveat here, and I've said this before, when I go on my rants about time management, the things that I'm saying don't apply to you if you are going through a huge life change. So if you just had a baby, no, you don't have time to write or journal or sleep or or eat or go to the bathroom. So this does not apply to you. If you're going through some huge life change, whether it's you just had a baby, you are moving your aging parents into your home, you are moving, like maybe you have this big move across the country or you just started a new job, or you are dealing with a new health diagnosis, if you are going through a major life change, these rules don't apply to you, okay? However, if you are just living life and you are saying, I don't have time to do these things just because I'm busy, listen up, because this episode is for you, okay? You have enough time to do anything you truly want to do. But notice, I did not say you have enough time to do everything you truly want to do. Wait, what? Yeah. Hear me out. So you've probably heard that phrase, you can have it all, but not all at once. You may have also heard the phrase, you can do anything, but not everything. I am a firm believer in both of those sayings. So when I say you have enough time to do the things you truly want to do, when I say you have enough time to do the things that matter to you most, I want to add to that in this season. You have enough time to do the things that matter most in this season. Now, let me elaborate on that. So, I'm a big believer in operating in seasons. Why? Because Mother Nature does. Our earth that we live on operates in seasons, and I think we should follow suit. You know, it's not always summer. Even though here in Alabama, it may feel like it's always summer, but it's not. You know, it gets cold here sometimes. It's not always summer. It's not always winter. It's not always spring. We have seasons. We need to operate in seasons. So there's a journalist you may have heard of, Soledad O'Brien. I went to a talk that she was giving years and years ago. And, you know, she was talking about her work as a journalist, obviously. But Soledad O'Brien is also a mom. And there was a woman in the audience who was a journalist and a mom, and she was struggling. And so there was a Q&A portion, and this particular woman went up to the mic, and she asked Soledad, how do you balance it all? How do you, you know, do all of these great things as a journalist, but you also have a family? How do you do all of this? And Soledad was like, I don't balance it. What are you talking about? She was like, I don't balance it. Some seasons I am an incredible journalist, and usually during those seasons I am a crappy mom. And then other seasons I decide to focus on my family. And that's just what I do. And it really stood out to me because even though I'm not a mom, I obviously work with a lot of women who are moms. And that's a question that they always have. That's something that they're always struggling with, this idea of how do I balance it all, right? And even if you're not a mom, I think you struggle with that. You struggle with how do I balance my career aspirations with my health and wellness goals, or how do I be a good friend or a good daughter or a good partner and still go after my goals? How do I take care of folks around me and also take care of myself? And I remember another event I was at years ago. It was a blogging conference, and there was a panel of all of these bloggers who were very, very successful. And once again, someone in the audience asked, how do you balance it all? And one of the women at the front, one of the women on the panel, she said, balance is a unicorn. It does not exist. And I think really when we say, how do you balance it all? I think really what we're looking for, more so than balance, is harmony, peace. We want to be at peace with the choices that we are making. And I think the way to do that is through seasons, by operating in seasons. So if you are a writer, if you're listening to this and you're a writer, you may have seasons where your writing really does take priority because maybe you're working on a deadline, right? So whether you are a journalist like I am, I'm a freelance journalist. And so when I have a deadline for a particular article, obviously that article is now my priority over everything else in that moment until I get that article done. If you are working on a book and you have a book deal and you've got to get your book to your publisher by a certain date, obviously when you are the closer and closer you get to that deadline, the more and more urgent and important that book becomes. Now, if we're talking about journaling, you're probably like, but girl, I ain't got no journaling deadline, right? So how's that work? Well, I think it still applies to journaling because when we talk about these seasons, I think we can have different seasons of trying to make certain things a habit. So if we're trying to improve our lives, there are certain things we know we need to do consistently, right? Like exercise, for example. So maybe you have a season where you're trying to make journaling a habit. And so during that season, journaling becomes one of your top priorities because you're trying to make it a habit. And then once it is a habit, it's a habit. So you don't really have to think about it as much. And so then the next season, you can focus on adding something else like exercise or whatever it may be, right? So I hope that makes sense to you. However, comma, in order for any of this to work, this whole season business, you have to plan. You got to have a plan. You have to be intentional. It's not going to just happen, right? You have to plan. So if you decide, okay, I want to be in my journaling season, I'm with you, okay? I want to be a righteous babe. I want to be in my journaling season. You've got to be intentional about that. You've got to plan. So that's what we're going to talk about next. I'm going to walk you through how I plan my week and how I plan my day and explain to you the role that journaling plays in that. But first, I want to tell you about a resource that helps make the Righteous Babe podcast what it is. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Sunday Slay. That is what I call the time I spend every Sunday planning the week ahead. I call it that because it helps me slay my week. And if you're part of the CJ and Wright community, you know about this because I talk about the Sunday Slay all the time. So I'm all about planning. I am the kind of person that plans everything she does, but I feel like it helps me do the things that I want to do. It helps me do the things that matter most to me in whatever life season I happen to be in. And my journal is a part of that. So I'm going to walk you through the Sunday Slay. So here's how it works. First, you're going to take out your journal and you're going to do a brain dump of all the things that you need, want, and must do that week. Then you've got to break out your planner. Now, in order to plan, you need a planner, in case you hadn't figured that out. So that planner that you bought back in January that you've just been letting collect dust in the corner, go on and pull that out. So break out that planner, and I want you to assign each item that you've written down, so that list in your journal of all the things you want, need, and must do that week, you're going to assign each one to a day. And if there are things that you want to do every day, like journal or maybe exercise, then you would write them down for every single day. Okay? So, again, you do a brain dump, everything you want, need, must do, put that in your journal, break out the planner, assign each item to a day. So what I do after that is I then look at my list for Monday. So again, this is Sunday. This is what's happening on Sunday. I look at my list of stuff for Monday and I schedule when I'm going to do each and everything on that list for Monday. And when I say schedule it, y'all, like I schedule it. I was a teacher for 10 years, so I lived my life in class periods. So I schedule every single hour of my day. Now, if you don't have to do that, if that doesn't work for you, if the idea of scheduling every single hour of your day makes you itch, I totally get that. You don't have to do that. You could instead do blocks. So maybe do like morning block, like these are the things I'm going to do before I eat lunch, right? Then you can do an afternoon block. These are the things that I'm going to do after lunch, but before dinner time, right? And then here's what I'm going to do after dinner or whatever. You figure it out. I'm planning mine hour by hour, but you do what works for you. But you've got to schedule it. Scheduling is important for a couple of reasons. One, it shows you if you're trying to do too much. Okay, so one of the things that I always tell people to do when they're scheduling is you need to overestimate how much time it's going to take you to do the items that you need to do. And so, you know, when you're scheduling them, let's say you've got this list of stuff, and once you look at it, you're like, oh, it's going to take me 24 hours to do this stuff. That means I will have no time to eat, shower, use the bathroom, all of those things. So clearly, something's got to go. This is why you also need to choose your top three for the day. And most planners even have in them a space where you can write down your top three. So choose your top three, and remember, whatever season you're in, the item that's related to that season is going to be in that top three. So if you're in the season of trying to make journaling a habit, then journal is going to be in your top three. I hope that makes sense. So you've got your list of all the things you need to do. You're going to schedule it. Like I said, overestimate how much time it's going to take you to do it. This is important because life be lifing, okay? And so stuff is going to pop up that you had not planned for. But if you've got that margin there because you overestimated how long it was going to take you to do the things, then you can handle whatever's popping off. And you'll be okay. You'll still be able to get to the stuff that you had scheduled for, right? Okay. Now, like I said, when you start scheduling this stuff, most likely you're going to be like, oh, I got a whole lot of stuff written down for Monday, and I can't do all this stuff in one day. And that is okay. If it is not in your top three, you move it. You move it to the next day or to the next day or whatever. So people will say to me, oh, Javasia, you're so together. You probably never procrastinate. Lies, 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 lies. I procrastinate all the time. But I even plan my procrastination, y'all. Like, I have a system for my procrastination. I have a rule, I should say. So my rule is I don't move things more than three times. So if I've moved something to the next day three times, then after that, it has to go to the top three. I can't move it more than three times after that, it's a top three thing, and I've got to get it done. Okay, I've got to stop. Because if you don't have a rule like that, certain things, you'll just keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them, and you'll never do them, right? You'll never, ever do them. All right, so that's how I plan my week and my day. So basically, you know, on Sunday, I'm looking at that Monday list, scheduling those things, moving what I got to move. And then Monday night, I'm going to look at Tuesday's list, schedule it, move what I got to move. Tuesday night, I'm looking at Wednesday's list, and so on, right? So you get that. I hope that makes sense. So what does that have to do with journaling other than the brain dump? Well, you are making time to journal, right? So when you're scheduling your day, if you have decided, this is my journaling season, so journaling is my top three, it's going to be in my top three every day, you are scheduling that time for journaling. But you're also scheduling time for all that other stuff that you got to do. And this schedule is important because, like I said, not only does it show you if you're trying to do too much in one day, but it also can handle the guilt that you may feel when you're trying to journal or do something for yourself. And you know what I'm talking about. So you sit down with your journal, you got a cup of tea, you're chilling, and then that little voice whispers, girl, you'll need to be doing this. Girl, you know you need to be washing the dishes, doing that laundry, or you know you got that big assignment at work. Why you ain't doing that? What your kids doing? you know that voice. It's always trying to get you to stop doing things for yourself. But if you have scheduled the time already of this is when I'm going to clean the kitchen, this is when I'm going to help the kids with their homework, this is when I'm going to read over this report for work. If you have scheduled time for that stuff already, you can tell that voice to shut up. You can say, leave me alone, because I've already scheduled time for that stuff. And this ain't the time for it. This is the time for my journaling. So shut up and leave me alone and let me journal, right? It empowers you to take that time for yourself and not feel guilty about it when you have planned everything out. So, and I share that with you because, you know, I've had some people say to me that they feel they don't schedule stuff because they feel like that would make them feel, kind of like trapped. They don't feel empowered by a schedule. And I totally get that. But I do. I really feel empowered by a schedule. And I feel like if you would flip the way you're looking at that schedule, that you could possibly feel empowered by it too. So instead of looking at the schedule and being like, oh, this is restricting me, instead, you look at the schedule and think, oh, this is giving me permission to do the things I want to do. Because again, we all have that little voice that tries to tell us, especially when we're doing stuff for ourselves, that voice that tries to tell us we need to be doing something else. But the schedule gives you the power to tell that voice to shut up. All right, so you're planning so that you can schedule your time for journaling. And so during that journaling time, you know, journal about the day. So yes, your planner is showing you the things that you want to accomplish each day, but take some time in your journal to write about how you want to feel that day. How do you want to show up in the spaces that you're going to be in? You know, and so maybe you're journaling at the beginning of the day and you're writing about what you want your day to look like and feel like, and you're scripting even. If you don't know what scripting is, it's a type of journaling where you write about the future as if it has already happened. Or maybe you're setting intentions, or maybe you're reflecting on the day that you just had if you're journaling in the evening. But the point is, again, your planner is telling you the stuff that you want to do, the things you want to accomplish, but take your journal so that you can reflect about how you want to feel and how you want to show up in the world. Now, if you are a writer listening to this and you feel like, girl, I need help with not just journaling, but also working on my writing projects. I really need help knowing that I do have time to write. I need help making that time. I need help making a plan and sticking with it. If that sounds like you, then I want to share with you a resource, an opportunity that I really, really think is going to help you. I'm very, very excited about it. So before I give you your prompt for the week, I want to tell you a little bit more about this opportunity and this resource. The Righteous Babe Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website, community, and coaching service founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. If you need more help with being consistent and committed to writing, C. Jane Wright might be just what you need. Enrollment is now open for our membership program, the C. Jane Wright Collective. Through the collective, you'll get access to our online resource library to help you with all different types of writing and all different facets of the writing life, as well as our weekly write-ins, monthly critique sessions, and exclusive workshops and coaching calls. Head to cjanewrightbham.com/membership for more info. And don't let the Beham confuse you. You don't have to live in Birmingham to join the collective. So come on and join the crew. I can't wait to work with you. Each week here on the Righteous Babe Podcast, I like to leave you with a writing prompt, a journaling prompt to help you with your writing practice for the week ahead. So this week is no different. So what I want you to think about is this. Here's your prompt. What matters to you most in this season? And what will you do to make this a priority? So as I said, hopefully this is your journaling season, but maybe it's not. It's okay. Maybe this is your fitness season, or maybe this is your just self-care in general, or spending more time with your family, or maybe you are trying to build that side hustle into your full-time job, whatever it may be. Maybe you want to really prioritize your spiritual life, but what matters to you most in this season? And what will you do to make this a priority? Now, don't take this as, like, if you choose to build your side hustle or to journal or to exercise or to prioritize self-care, whatever that may look like for you, don't let guilt convince you that this means you don't care anything about everything else in your life. That's not what this means. It just means that in this season, you are going to really, really focus on trying to make whatever the thing is. I hope it's journaling, of course, but whatever the thing is, you're really going to try to make it a part of your life. So again, it may be a specific project you're working on, like the book example I used earlier, or like I said, maybe there's a side hustle that you're trying to turn into your full-time job or whatever. Or it may be that you're trying to develop a habit that you know will be helpful to you, whether that is journaling or exercise or meditation or whatever. And so in this season, to make that a habit, you're going to have to make it a priority, okay? So again, what matters to you most in this season? And what will you do to make this a priority? All right. Per usual, I would love for you to chat with me via social. Let me know how your journaling practice is going and ask me any questions that you have as well. And I would love to have you on the show. So if you love to journal, you have a journaling story that you would like to share with me and with the Righteous Babe listeners, feel free to let me know. So I'm on social on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Righteous Babe. So hit me up. Also, if you want to follow my personal or my personal/business accounts, because they're kind of merged into one, you can follow me at C. Javacia Wright. I spend a lot of time on Instagram, so find me on Instagram at C. Javacia Wright. But again, to follow the podcast, follow at Righteous Babe, and let me know how your journaling practice is going, and let me know if you have a story you would like to share on the podcast. And yes, we do have a studio here. I work out of the Creed Podcast Studio, as you know, that's located in Birmingham, Alabama. However, you don't have to be in Birmingham to be on the show. You can call in and we can get you on the show. So if you've been listening and you're like, man, I really want to be on the show, but I'm not in Birmingham, that's okay. You can still be on the show. So I hope you will hit me up soon so that we can make that happen. And even if you're like, what? I don't want to be on the show. I'm too scared to do that. That's okay too. But I still would love for you to just chat with me via social to let me know how your journaling practice is going and let me know if you have any questions about journaling, because I am here because I really do think, as you already know, that journaling can be completely transformative, that it can be life-changing, and I want you to have that same experience. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe Podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling!